Very good, dear friend. Let us continue our guided meditation practice. Let us breathe in and become aware that this body is not us. We are more than this body. This body is only one of the conditions for our manifestation. This body is not me. I am not caught in this body. I am life without boundaries. I have never been born. I will never die. First, the object of the meditation is on the six sense organs: eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, and mind. And we practice so that we will not identify ourselves with these six sense organs, which are only conditions for us to manifest. And then the guided meditation continues. The element water in me is not me. I am not caught in the element water. 70% of our body is made of water. Water is only one of the conditions that help us to manifest. We should not identify ourselves with water. The element of fire in me is not me. I am not caught in the element fire. The element earth in me is not me. I am not caught in the element earth. The element air in me is not me. I am not caught in the element air. The four elements, called the four Buddhas, Mahabuddhas, air, water, fire, and earth. I have to touch these conditions and realize that we are not these conditions, because they are only conditions to help us manifest. Like oxygen is not a flame. Then the guided meditation continues. When conditions come together sufficiently, this body manifests. It has not come from nowhere. When conditions are no longer sufficient, this body sees its manifestation. It does not go anywhere. The nature of the body is no coming, no going. Before the body manifests itself, you cannot describe it as non-being. After the body manifests itself, you cannot describe it as being. We are free from the notion of being and non-being. And the guided meditation went on to bring the insight of no birth, no death, no coming, no going, no being, no non-being to the dying person. At a point, Ananda saw Anatta Pendika crying. Tears were rolling down his cheek. Ananda was surprised. The guided meditation seemed to be going well, but why this layperson cry? He said, "My dear friend, why do you cry? Do you regret something?" Anatta Pendika said, "Venerable Ananda, I don't regret anything at all." In that case, the guided meditation is not successful. "No, Venerable Ananda, it's very successful. I practice very well." "Then why are you crying?" Anatta Pendika said, "Venerable Ananda, I cry because I am so moved. I have supported, served the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha in many decades, but I have never received and practiced such a wonderful teaching as this morning the Venerable Sariputra gave me. The teaching of no birth, no death, no coming, no going, no being, no non-being, no same, no difference. Ananda said, dear friend, you don't know, but that kind of teaching we monastics we receive almost every day. With a faint smile, Anathapindika said, dear Venerable Ananda, please go home and tell our teacher that many of us lay people are so busy in their daily life. They are not in a position to receive and practice this wonderful teaching. But please also tell the Lord that there are those of us who are not so busy, who are very capable of receiving and practicing this wonderful teaching. So please tell the Lord that He should also dispense the teaching to the lay people. The Venerable Ananda accepted his request. I will go home and tell the Buddha and transmit your request. Anathapindika was completely satisfied. A few minutes later, he passed away with a smile, happily, peacefully. This story is recorded in a text called The Teaching Given to the Dying Person. There are other texts also in the Tripitaka, in the collection of the Buddhist text. But this is one of the clearest. If you are someone who have the duty to accompany the dying, you might like to study the text. You might like to practice, so that you can get the insight of no coming, no going, no birth and no death. If you have the energy of non-fear in you, it would be wonderful for you to be there for the person who is dying. You'd know what to do in order to water the seed of happiness in him or in her, to help him or her restore the balance so that they can diminish the physical pain in them. It's always possible to water the seed of happiness in the person who is dying so that she will not suffer much and she be capable of being peaceful and happy.